What is up, America and beyond? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, Colorado Registered Pharmacist, number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system and a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is really nothing more than the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds, you want to help a loved one, a family member, a workmate get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you out. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, skincare formulations, nutritional supplements, health ailments, whatever, if it's got to do with health, we can help you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Get on board early. The phone lines do fill up quickly. 855-660-4261. We especially want to hear from you if you have a success story, how nutrition has helped you or your loved ones, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water, sip on it all day long. It's a wonderful way to get your water-soluble nutrients, your B-complex, vitamin C. It's a good source of hard-to-absorb fatty vitamins like vitamins A and D and K and E. It's got potassium and chromium, MSM, amino acids. Truly a cornucopia of nutrition for $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results in one or two doses. Lower blood pressure, appetite suppression, weight loss, just feeling better. That's what happens when you start to put nutrition into your body. You just feel better. You can find out all about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and the importance of good nutrition. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. We're talking about osteoporosis. We're going to hit on some specific nutritional supplements that you can use for osteoporosis. We haven't really addressed specific nutritional supplements until now because dealing with bones, dealing with bone health, making your bones stronger is much the same as dealing with any health crisis. You got to take care of the system. You got to take care of the body. I don't care if it's heart disease that you're trying to deal with or an autoimmune issue, whatever it is. Disease doesn't show up in a healthy body. The biggest problem we make with taking care of health in this country and around the world is we target specific symptoms and forget that the specific symptoms are showing up in an environment of disease. So we want to focus on the environment of disease. When it comes to bone health, we talked about acidity, we talked about toxicity. I haven't talked about the thyroid yet. We're going to be talking about that a little bit today because one of my favorite nutrients for bone health, excuse me, and the health of the adrenal glands for that matter, is iodine. Now, almost everybody knows about iodine for the thyroid, but most people don't recognize that iodine's got a lot of uses, a lot of functions in the body. Iodine is one of the most important supplements for pregnant women to take. If you're pregnant, if you're growing a baby in your womb, please be aware that iodine may be one of the most important nutrients you can give to your developing baby. Supplementing with iodorol, 12.5 milligrams of iodorol or some kind of iodine supplement could be one of the greatest gifts you give your baby. I wrote about this on my blog last week at pharmacistben.com. Iodine helps build a baby's brain, a fetus's brain, as the fetus is developing in the womb. It's a wonderful gift along with essential fatty acids that you can give your baby. You'll give your baby the gift of a better brain, better hand-eye coordination, better visual acuity. Last week we talked about breast cancer, and as it turns out, iodine may be one of the most important anti-breast cancer nutrients you could ever take. Certainly it's in the top four or five, although most people, when they think about iodine, while they may think about it in terms of the thyroid, most people don't think about it in terms of developing a baby's brain, a fetus's brain, or in terms of protecting the breast. Iodine is also very important for the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands regulate mineral balance, and obviously, minerals are also very important for the bone. Iodine is very, very underappreciated, even though most of us have heard about it. It's a must-have supplement for everyone, but especially for moms-to-be, because of its importance in the development and helping a baby's brain develop. Yesterday, actually a couple of days ago, there was yet another study that showed the importance of iodine for developing brains. This one was in The Lancet, a classic medical journal. This article in The Lancet discussed the results of a study on iodine in pregnant women. Researchers showed that adequate iodine status during gestation, that means the early, the third trimester of pregnancy is when a fetus's brain is developing very rapidly. And during this third trimester period, using iodine, women who used iodine, according to this study, had smarter babies based on verbal IQ and reading comprehension tests. And pretty much everybody knows about the importance of iodine for the thyroid. Dr. David Brownstein, who's one of the premier iodine researchers, and a lot of other iodine researchers for that matter, feel like many of us, in fact most of us, are under-iodinated. That means we're not getting enough of the stuff. Situation is even worse inland, but if you're on the coast, you want to make sure you're eating lots of seafood, lots of seaweed. Now, seafood and seaweed do have some problems because we've trashed our oceans, but still, they're valuable sources of good fats, valuable sources of protein, and valuable sources of iodine. Iodine is a key component in the production of thyroid hormone, and thyroid hormone upregulates everything. I love that word, upregulate. Upregulate is a fancy biochemical term that means makes things happen. When a nutrient upregulates something, it makes something happen. Thyroxin or thyroid hormone upregulates everything in the body. That means it makes things happen in the body. And iodine is a key component of thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone upregulates bone building. Thyroid hormone is a key player in bone building, and iodine is important for the production of thyroid hormone. One of the classic signs, folks, of hypothyroidism, which is an epidemic. It's been called the hidden epidemic by Dr. Broda Barnes in his book, classic book of the same name. One of the classic signs of hypothyroidism is osteoporosis. If you're deficient in iodine or you're dealing with hypothyroidism for any reasons, there's a very, very, very good possibility that you are going to be dealing with bone density issues, with problems of bone density. This whole connection of hypothyroidism to osteoporosis takes us back once again, as it seems like we're always going back to the triangle of disease. The digestive system, the blood sugar system, and what I call the thyroid adrenal or the adrenal thyroid complex. The thyroid is our energy regulation gland. Thyroid hormone, thyroxin, T3, T4, whatever you want to call it, thyroid hormone turns on all the chemical reactions in the body. It upregulates chemistry in the body. It upregulates anything that has to do with energy, which is basically everything. Anytime something needs to get done, like making bone, for example, it's going to require energy, and that means it's going to require the activity of thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone acts to amplify chemical reactions in the body. It amplifies every one of the chemical reactions in the body. That means if you're not making thyroid hormone because you don't have enough iodine, you're not going to be able to produce things, to make things happen in the body as efficiently. When something needs to get done in the body, it requires an input of energy. And that input of energy comes from the activity of thyroid hormone. We'll continue this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back at you with more good health information right after this.
Hello. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, friends. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got stories up there updated every day. I've been trying to update the blog every day or every other day as well, so lots of good stories on there, pharmacistben.com. You can also check out brightsideben.com if you want to purchase any of the Youngevity products, or you can click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Youngevity business or just get your products at the wholesale price. And, of course, all our programs are archived at brightsideben.com. And they're also up at benfuchsarchive.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for doing that. They're all labeled and tagged at benfuchsarchive.com. And you can also download the Brightside phone app on your Android phone, soon to be on the iPhone as well. Thank you to Ted Anderson at Genesis Communication Network for doing that. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our phone number today. We're talking about iodine and hypothyroidism and its relationship to bone health. The thyroid is responsible via the activity of thyroxine or thyroid hormone for making things happen in the body, upregulation. When something needs to get done in the body, it's going to require energy, and thyroid speeds up the production of energy. So the thyroid hormone is responsible for making energy happen, or making the chemistry of energy happen in the body. It's like when we want to buy something, we want to get something done. You want to get something done in your house, or you want to fix your car, or you want to get a hotel, or you want to fly somewhere, or you want to buy something in a store. It's going to require an input of money. Thyroid hormone is like a banker. It opens up the energy vault of a cell. The banker will open up a vault to release money. Thyroid hormone is like an energy banker. It opens up the energy vault of the body so that energy can be spent by our cell. If it's a stomach cell, it's going to need energy / money to make digestive juices so we can process nutrients. That means thyroid hormone helps our body process nutrients. It helps our digestive system work. If it's a pancreas cell, it's going to need money / energy to make pancreatic juices. That means our thyroid hormone banker helps the pancreas make pancreatic juices. So thyroid hormone is important for the pancreas. It's important for making insulin. It's important to prevent diabetes and help us process sugar. If it's a brain cell is going to need energy / money to make brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. So thyroid hormone, our thyroid hormone banker, helps us think. It helps our brain work. It improves our visual sense. It improves our hearing sense. Thyroid hormone upregulates everything. It makes everything happen. That means if you're deficient in iodine, you're going to have problems with your brain. You're going to have problems with your pancreas. You're going to have problems with your digestive system. You're going to have problems with your liver. You're going to have problems with everything if you're deficient in iodine. Can you see how important this is? And many people are running low on iodine. That's because of the pathetic, ridiculous, retarded recommended daily allowance, the retarded daily allowance, the ridiculous daily allowance, the ridiculous deficiency allowance that keeps us at 125 micrograms of iodine, which according to most iodine researchers, people who study iodine, people who do iodine research believe that we're at least 10 or 100 times deficient if we're taking the RDA of iodine. Dr. David Brownstein says 12.5 milligrams. And I'm going with Dr. Brownstein and Dr. Guy Abraham and all these people who study iodine for a living. They're talking about 12.5 milligrams of iodine, not 125 micrograms. Not 12.5 milligrams is 100 times the iodine that the recommended daily allowance tells you you need. So many of us are running low iodine. When we're running low iodine, we run low everything because of the activity of our thyroid hormone energy banker. And because of the importance of iodine or thyroid hormone for everything in the body, the thyroid is the jumping off point from the triangle of disease for every single deficiency degenerative disease you can name. And as far as osteoporosis goes, thyroid hormone activates the production of bone from bone cells. Thyroid hormone turns on the production of bone from bone cells. If you're low in iodine, this is not going to happen. If you're hypothyroid, this is not going to happen. And so hypothyroidism and iodine deficiency are key reasons behind osteoporosis and and bone density problems. What else can mess up the thyroid? Well, guess what, folks? According to Valier's Clinical Endocrinology textbook, one of the classic endocrinology hormone textbooks that medical students use, 90% of hypothyroidism is autoimmune. 90% people, 9 out of 10 folks who are dealing with hypothyroidism are dealing with autoimmunity. And what is autoimmunity? Food, for the most part. Digestion, for the most part. So if you've been diagnosed hypothyroid, there's a very, very, very good chance you are dealing with a digestive problem, a food problem. And folks, chronic adrenal stimulation, if you're under stress, whether that's psychological stress, emotional stress, digestive stress, disease stress, chronic adrenal gland stimulation, which occurs in stress situations, is also going to slow down the thyroid and affect the bones. And iodine is very important for the adrenal glands too. We talked about all kinds of supplements for the adrenal glands a couple of days ago. Vitamin B5, stupendously important for the adrenal glands. Zinc is important for the adrenal glands. Salt, Redmond salt or Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt can be helpful for the adrenal glands. Potassium for the adrenal glands. Vitamin C for the adrenal glands. I'd be using super high doses of vitamin C if I was dealing with any degenerative disease, including and especially osteoporosis. We'll talk later on about the importance of vitamin C for making collagen. The longer you're running on coffee energy, on soda energy, on sugar energy, the more likely your thyroid is going to be to slow down because all of these put a burden on the adrenal glands. The classic sign, by the way, of adrenal health issues is sleep problems. If you can't fall asleep, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, if you're tired but you can't fall asleep, if you wake up in the morning and you're still tired even though you had a good night's sleep, chances are you're dealing with adrenal health issues. If you're a woman going through a lousy menopause, chances are you're dealing with adrenal health issues. Thyroid hormone is how the body controls metabolism. Metabolism is the sum total of all the chemical reactions that are happening in the body. And if you're running on emergency energy, if you're running on adrenal energy, that's what adrenal energy is. When we run on adrenal energy, we're running on emergency energy, stress energy. When we're running on this emergency energy, on this stress energy, eventually the thyroid will slow down to keep our body from overheating, from working too hard. The metabolism will slow down. Eventually, as we run on adrenal emergency energy, eventually over time, the thyroid will compensate to slow down. These are the three main reasons why we have thyroid breakdown. Nutritional deficiency, especially around iodine, autoimmunity, especially around food, and long-term chronic adrenal activation from stress, emotional, psychological, physiological, or also lots of sugar and lots of caffeine. Iodine deficiency is probably the most well-known of the elements for making thyroid hormone, and that's probably because of its relative unavailability. Iodine, as I say, is a little bit difficult to find. Iodine is mostly an ocean mineral. It's not really found in great abundance in the earth, which is why if you're living inland, it's going to be more difficult for you to get iodine unless you're making sure that you're getting lots of fish and lots of seafood. Of course, then you have to run the risk of the crap in the fish and the crap in the seafood from all the garbage we've been dumping in the ocean. But at least throughout history, if we didn't live on the coast, there was a pretty good chance that you're going to be deficient in iodine. And when you're deficient in iodine, you end up with a goiter. And a goiter is one of the most dramatic examples of nutritional deficiency. In fact, it may be the single most dramatic example of nutritional deficiency that there is. And this is why iodine gets all the publicity when it comes to the importance of thyroid health. And as important as it is, there are other things that are important for the thyroid as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Don't go away.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you are dealing with any degenerative disease, folks, not just osteoporosis, you want to at least suspect hypothyroidism. It is the jumping off point for all degenerative diseases, including osteoporosis, including heart disease, including autoimmune diseases. Use iodine. Work with your adrenal glands. DHEA can be helpful. Pregnenolone can be helpful. Progesterone cream can be helpful. All of these work with the adrenal glands. They can be helpful for dealing with hypothyroidism issues. The B complex is also very important, and of course, iodine is important as well. Use 12.5 milligrams of iodorol or an iodorol-like substance, and make sure you're eating seaweed, which is a great, great source of iodine. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to you about why pollution may have a negative effect. Environmental pollution may have a negative effect on bone health. And we'll also talk about another reason, yet another reason, why iodine can be important for helping you deal with osteoporosis or bone density issues. We'll do that as we continue talking about osteoporosis and degenerative diseases and nutritional supplements for building bone tomorrow on The Bright Side. All right, 855-660-4261 is our number. Let's go to the phones here, if I can find my little phone list. Where did that thing go? John, who's on the line? Give me a phone call. Well, let's take Diane first. Diane in Nebraska, is that right? Diane?
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Can you hook me up there, John?
Hello?
Hey, Diane.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Having a little problem with my computer here. What's going on,
That's
girl?
Okay. We're still talking about my brother
and chronic diarrhea.
Yes, chronic diarrhea. Possibly.
It could be the pancreas. That was one thing I would be suspecting. Chronic diarrhea is regulated, or diarrhea in general, is regulated by serotonin. We talked a lot about serotonin in the past, but just to remind folks, or for the new listeners, serotonin is a stress hormone. It is not the happy hormone that your doctor and your psychiatrist and the mainstream medical folks will tell you it is. It's a way that the body handles stress, and the vast majority of serotonin is located in, surprise, surprise, the digestive system, as well as the blood. When food gets into the blood inappropriately, it activates this emergency response system. Serotonin is triggered, and serotonin is responsible for causing evacuation. Evacuation through vomiting and evacuation through diarrhea. So chronic diarrhea, as well as possibly chronic vomiting, are related to serotonin and an emergency response. That emergency response is usually secondary to some kind of digestive problem, some kind of a food intolerance or food allergy, the enemy getting into the blood, to put it simply. So first and foremost, for chronic diarrhea, you're going to want to look for food allergies and food intolerances. The second thing you want to do is look for malabsorption of minerals, and this is where the pancreas comes in. It could also involve the gallbladder as well, or even the liver, all of which have a role, or even the stomach for that matter, all of which have a role to play in the absorption of minerals. Here's the big problem with chronic diarrhea, Diane. As I said yesterday, your brother's probably going to be losing electrolytes and losing bicarbonate. Anybody dealing with chronic diarrhea issues, keep this in mind. The loss of electrolytes and the loss of bicarbonate can cause a downward vicious circle to develop, because that will cause more diarrhea. So you lose electrolytes, lose bicarbonate, your digestive system is further compromised, you get more diarrhea, you lose more bicarbonate, lose more electrolytes, etc. The way you want to break this vicious cycle is to start supplementing with electrolytes, and there's lots of ways to do that. First of all, vegetables are going to be your best source of electrolytes, always. Vegetable juices, vegetable soups, that's my favorite way to get electrolytes. And then you can also use supplemental electrolytes, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and really, this is where the longevity products excel. This is where Dr. Wallach was really on the forefront, on the cutting edge of nutritional supplementation, with his understanding of liquid electrolytes, potassium, calcium, magnesium, these things that help the electrical activity of the blood, hence the name of the body, hence the name electrolytes, and these substances can also act to buffer the blood. So making sure you're getting your electrolytes through the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the ultimate classic, vegetable soups, vegetable juices, is going to be very, very important for dealing with chronic diarrhea issues. Next thing you're going to want to do is start to stabilize the digestive system. I'd be using probiotics. You'd be using the nightly essence as well. Using probiotics, and fermented foods. Borscht, kefir, miso, tempeh, kimchi, any kind of fermented food is going to replace those bacteria in the gut. And you'll also be able to do that with a supplemental probiotic like the Nightly Essence, or any supplemental probiotic. I like the Nightly Essence because you get digestive enzymes in there. Digestive enzymes can also help, and pancreatic enzymes can help too. I get a lot of questions about the difference between pancreatin and digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes are typically derived from pineapple and papaya. There's also things like amylase and lipase in some digestive enzymes, and there's also bile salts in digestive enzyme, some of the more quality digestive enzyme products like Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. Pancreatin, on the other hand, is pancreas extract. It comes from the pancreas. It's digestive enzymes from the pancreas. It's not bromelain, which is pineapple enzyme. It's not papain, which is papaya enzyme. It's not bile salts. It is pancreatic extract, and that's another strategy that your brother may be wanting to explore. In addition to using a little bit of bicarbonate a couple of hours after meals. Now, if he has pain a couple hours after meals, anybody who has some digestive distress a couple of hours after meals, that may be a sign that the pancreas is starting to, you're starting to experience some pancreatic health issues, and you might want to use a little bit of sodium bicarbonate, maybe a quarter teaspoon or so in water a couple hours after meals. And then as far as just mopping up the excess fluids that are caused by diarrhea, and keep in mind, chronic diarrhea means that there's some kind of stress going on, so you don't necessarily want to treat chronic diarrhea this way, but if it's just miserable for you, or if it's an acute condition, not a chronic condition, bentonite clay is one of my favorite ways to deal with diarrhea. The clay helps suck up excess moisture and water and can slow down bowel movements a little bit. Is that helpful, Diane?
I think so, Ben. I don't know. A lot of those things we've already tried, the clay, and I don't know.
Well, no. Diane, you didn't hear me. The clay is only for acute conditions. Your brother has a chronic condition. This is different. An acute condition is something that happens like an emergency. Your brother's dealing with a chronic condition. So there's two things that are happening here. Number one, the body's trying to expel some garbage that's getting into his body. So that means he's eating crappy, no pun intended. So you got to focus there. And secondly, that's the most important thing. And secondly, he may be dealing with malabsorption of minerals. So you got to focus on the pancreas, the bile, and the gallbladder and the liver to help improve mineral absorption. Do you understand the distinction? This is not an acute emergency condition. This is a chronic long-term condition. So focus on mineral absorption, number one. All right. And there's no way you've done everything for mineral absorption, because he wouldn't be having the chronic diarrhea. And secondly, focus on food intolerances or food allergies, something that's not getting in, that's getting into the blood, that's not getting processed correctly through the digestive system. You with me, ma'am? It could be something as simple as spinach. You know, spinach and vegetables produce these lectin-like compounds, which we've talked about in the past. Lectin-like compounds can get into the blood, and they can initiate this serotonin emergency response that can cause diarrhea. It's very common, actually. So it could be something like broccoli or spinach. You know, he may be saying, oh, well, I just eat salads all day. Well, it could be a salad that's doing it. You with me, ma'am?
Yeah, I am.
You sound a little frustrated there.
Well, very frustrated.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, why don't you shoot me an email, put your phone number on there, or send me a text or something, and I'll get back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, thanks, Diane. Sorry about that frustration. It's really simple. You're eating the wrong foods. It's as simple as that. You're eating the wrong foods, or something is getting into the blood that's not being processed through the digestive system correctly. And nobody has tried everything. You don't haven't tried everything, especially if you're still dealing with a health crisis. So we'll finish up. We'll try to get all the phone calls here today when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. MJ in Illinois, what is going on?
Good morning, Pharmacist Ben.
Good morning.
My question is, my brother was just recently admitted to the hospital for an elevated creatinine level.
Okay.
And here's a little bit of the background. I know my brother had an issue with his blood sugar, which he was taking metformin for.
How old is your brother? How old?
He is 40, I want to say
okay.
46.
Okay, that's good. Go ahead.
And he also has high blood pressure, and I don't know the name of the medication he's on.
Don't even worry about you. I don't even need to hear anymore. I got plenty. Got the picture. All right. Is he overweight?
A little bit. He's about 6'1", 6'2". He weighs about 235.
Is he a linebacker for the where do you live here? Where is? Let's see.
I live in Illinois.
Is he a Bears linebacker, 235, or is he eating a lot of bratwurst and bologna sandwiches, 235?
Well, he doesn't eat a lot of junk food. I know he's conscious about.
But is it
his
muscle? It's muscle or is it fat? And you don't even.
I was
going to
say he has a belly.
Yeah, well, he's got diabetes, and diabetes is partially results in fat deposition around the gut. It's really basically a problem with how the body processes sugar and how readily the body turns it into fat. So here's what you need to do for diabetes. All diabetes issue people, start off, number one, first and foremost, replace the calories that he's putting in his body that come in from refined carbohydrates and sugar and bread and pasta and cereals and beer and soda pop. As best as he can, replace those calories with protein and essential fatty acids. If I had to pick one single move for dealing with diabetes, and I don't want to pick one single move because there's a lot of things you need to do, but if I had to pick one single one, that would be it. Shift away from ingestion of these refined carbohydrates and processed sugars, and go into essential fatty acids and protein. The best protein is whey and egg by far. Okay, what anybody
tells
you.
Oh, good. I told about the whey. Okay.
The only issues with whey and egg are some people are allergic to them because they're active proteins, they're living proteins, and so you may have a problem. And if that's the case, you have to do hemp seed protein or rice protein, raw sprouted rice protein. Sprouts are also, in general, a good source of protein. So that's first. Step number one. Step number two, you need to start taking in micronutrients. Protein and essential fatty acids count as macronutrients because they're big. You need grams or ounces of those. Then you got to start taking in micronutrients. Micronutrients for diabetes include, this is not comprehensive, but these are the most important. The B complex, probably the most important. The B complex, thiamin and niacin and B12 especially. Thiamin, B1, niacin, B3, and B12. You can get B12 in a lot of different ways. If you really want to go all out, get B12 injections. Intramuscular injections. At least minimum 200 milligrams of thiamin a day. Minimum 100 to 200 milligrams of time to release niacin a day. Sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long. BTT is a stupendously formulated product, but one of the best things about it is you're getting high doses of the B complex in very easy to absorb format. So sip on the BTT all day long. Make sure he's taking extra B12, extra B3, and extra B1, and use the time to release niacin. Get on the Sweeties from Youngevity. Use it 2 or 3 capsules after every meal. Use cinnamon on all foods if cinnamon can improve the taste of a food, use it. Because cinnamon is wonderful for stabilizing the blood sugar. There's an herb called fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, that is also great for helping stabilize blood sugar as well. Do not underestimate the importance of the digestive system for blood sugar. Very, very important. Breakdowns in digestive wellness typically precede blood sugar issues and diabetes. Get them on the best probiotic supplement you could find. In my opinion, it's the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. And then also anything you could do to stabilize digestive wellness, staying away from foods that trigger digestive symptoms, use digestive enzymes, use apple cider vinegar after every meal. Not only is apple cider vinegar important for the digestive process, but it also has some blood sugar support properties on its own. So using apple cider vinegar after meals or even in between meals can be helpful. Always use your apple cider vinegar with your digestive enzymes. There's tons more to talk to you about when it comes to diabetes. Choline is very important for diabetes. Coenzyme Q10 can be helpful for diabetes. Selenium can be helpful for diabetes. There's so many more things. Magnesium is stupendously important for diabetes. Taurine, the amino acid taurine, the amino acid arginine, all of these are very, very important for dealing with diabetes. But the most important single move you can make is weaning yourself off of the refined carbohydrates and sugars and weaning yourself onto more protein and essential fatty acids. I wish we had more time to talk about that, but that ought to get him covered. And once he takes care of his blood sugar issues, everything else should fall into line.
Okay, including the creatinine level?
Absolutely, including the creatinine level. Absolutely. And don't let him put him on any poison drugs if he doesn't, if he can avoid them. And if he does all the things we talk about, he can certainly avoid them.
Okay, right, thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Amador in Texas. What's up, my friend?
Good morning and great program.
Thank you. Thank you. How can I help you, bro?
Yes. I just recently, me and my wife are considering HRT or therapy.
Okay.
And I just had my PSA checked and my testosterone and my prostate, and everything was within the normal range except my testosterone. It was around 350.
Okay, you want to get your testosterone up a little bit?
Yes, and I read about this Tom Kate Ali, and you're supposed to detox your everything you've been talking about this morning. Your thyroid and
here's the most important thing for testosterone, okay? There's a very significant relationship between insulin and testosterone. As we become resistant to insulin, which happens over time, we also become resistant to testosterone, or testosterone, the effects of testosterone become less pronounced, or body doesn't respond to testosterone as well. You're already low on your testosterone, so that could be a significant problem. So the first thing you want to do for any issues with testosterone is you want to reduce your intake of anything that messes up insulin, and that's the same things we were just talking about with the last caller. Stay away from anything that spikes blood sugar and spikes insulin. You want to resensitize your body to insulin. Insulin and testosterone are related, so once you start to sensitize your body to insulin, make your body more sensitive to insulin, it will again become more sensitive to testosterone. Then there's some great nutritional supplements you could take for beefing up testosterone. One of my favorites is DHEA. In my humble opinion, everybody should be supplementing with DHEA once they reach the age of 40 or 50, especially if you're already low in testosterone. Maybe 10 milligrams, 10, 15 milligrams a day of DHEA is a good place to be. That's also great if you're dealing with adrenal health issues. DHEA can be helpful for adrenal health issues in addition to helping you make testosterone. Zinc, super, super, super important for all male hormone issues, for all hormone issues. In fact, zinc is one of the absolute most important supplements anybody could take. I'd be using 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. And then zinc, whenever you're taking zinc, you also want to balance that out with copper. You may want to also work on hormones that turn testosterone into estrogen. There's an enzyme called, enzymes that turn testosterone into estrogen. There's one in particular called aromatase. You may have heard of aromatase. That's spelled A-R-O-M-A-T-A-S-E. And bodybuilders know good and well about aromatase because bodybuilders, sometimes when they're sneaking a little extra testosterone, the aromatase will turn that testosterone into estrogen. That's why a bodybuilder, sometimes when they're taking a lot of testosterone, will end up with gynecomastia, will end up with breasts, or end up with sexual dysfunction because the testosterone is actually getting turned into estrogen. Women will take aromatase inhibitors to keep estrogen levels down. If they have breast cancer, tamoxifen. Many women would have breast cancer on tamoxifen. Drugs like that act as aromatase inhibitors. But you don't need to take prescription drugs to get aromatase inhibitors. There's wonderful natural aromatase inhibitors. One of my favorites is zinc, which we just talked about, but also something called resveratrol and a class of substances that are called salvesterols can also have wonderful aromatase inhibition properties. And you'll find those in cruciferous vegetables and vegetables in general. Grape seeds are a great source of resveratrol. You can also take supplemental resveratrol. Longevity's got a product called Cell Shield. Pretty sure there's resveratrol in there. You can just buy resveratrol. There's another neat supplement that we don't talk about a lot on this program called epigallocatechin or epigallocatechin, and that's found in green tea. Green tea also has aromatase inhibitors, and I'd be sipping on green tea if I had any testosterone issues. And then don't forget about the basics. Essential fatty acids, very important for all hormone health issues, omega-3s and omega-6s, and vitamin C, the all-important primal panacea, as Thomas Levy calls. That can also help you with testosterone. And don't forget about the B-complex, which is very important for the adrenal gland, especially vitamin B5, which is important for testosterone building as well. So lots of things you could do. You don't need to deal with prescription drugs, and you certainly don't need to deal with HRT if you don't want to. If you just want to boost up your testosterone, you can use nutrition, as you can use nutrition for a lot of things. And that's what we talk about here every day on The Bright Side. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about nutrients for osteoporosis. We'll talk about the environmental pollution connection to osteoporosis, and I'll tell you yet another reason why you want to use iodine to help build your bones. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or go over to brightsideben.com and hit the Join the Team link and join the mission to spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.